It's 8:57, 68 degrees. It's time to see what's happening on the market so far here this morning. We're joined by Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what's out there so far today, Bill?
Well, I think this morning here we're a little bit lower. The grain markets are, the traders are trying to kind of figure out, debating whether the bullish soybean acreage report offsets a bearish soybean stocks number. And on the corn side, I think everybody pretty much agrees that the big report out yesterday was pretty bearish for the corn. So really, we're kind of back to weather, I think. We got a three-day weekend coming up here, and I think as we come in next week, we're going to be definitely focused on the weather, and there's some right now the weather looks pretty favorable for crop development, at least in the forecast here this morning. So let's look at kind of where we're at here. On the corn, we are down 5 cents right now. On the July, the December is down 2.5 at 368 3/4. The November beans are down 10 at 1143. And the July wheat is down 11 at 420. The outside markets are kind of impact here this morning. The dollar is actually pretty hard here. The dollar index, 60 points, which should kind of help support the grains. It hasn't shown that yet. Crude oil is just up slightly. The gold's higher. The equities are firm. So we've kind of made it past the British vote in that from last week. For the week, though, we're seeing corn down about 27 cents. Beans are up about 63. And wheat's down about 33. So it's been a negative week for the wheat and the corn, and positive for the beans. The funds yesterday bought beans and sold corn, and they were new positions, so we saw that coming into play as well. I think that we're pretty much just need to come in Tuesday morning. We don't have markets Monday evening. Come in Tuesday morning, we'll see what the weather looks like. That's going to dictate where we head from there.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Gentry with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign taking a look at the numbers for us.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Mostly sunny skies in your forecast today with a high of 77 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.